My name is Damaris Monosta. I am 17 years old. Today is April 21st, 2019, and I'm speaking with Ana Monosta, who is my sister. We are recording this interview in Rosita, California. Tell me about yourself. When and where were you born?
I am 30 years old, and I am a mother of four girls. I was born August 27, 1988, in Mexico.
Can you tell me the story of how you came to live in the U.S.?
My mother brought me here when I was 5 years old. My mother decided to come to the U.S. to reunite with my father.
Were there difficult moments when you came to live in the U.S.?
The difficult moment that I experienced was crossing the border. I remember running as fast as we could. We climbed and came down hills. We also crossed a river.
What was the happiest moment of your life and the saddest?
The happiest day of my life was giving birth to my four daughters. Being a mother changed my life completely.
What is your earliest memory?
The earliest memory I have was when I started kindergarten. Everything was very different, and the English language was first introduced to me.
What traditions have been passed down in your family?
The tradition that have been passed on are quinceañeras and religious rituals.
Do you have any regrets?
Yes, my biggest regret is being a mother at such a young age.
Can you tell me a story about any lessons you learned from your parents?
When I was in high school, I saw it easy to get out of school. After a few days of not attending, I got caught by the police and my parents were notified. Not only was I grounded, but I also got a very long lecture on why school is super important. I surely learned my lesson.
When did you first find out that you'd be a parent? How did you feel?
I was 16 years old when I found out I was going to be a parent. I had mixed emotions. I felt scared and happy at the same time.
How was being a parent changed you?
Being a parent has made me more responsible. My kids are always my priority. My kids became the most important thing in my life.
What are your dreams for your children?
My biggest dream would be that my girls graduate from college and work on their dream jobs.
What advice would you give me about raising my own kids?
My advice to you would be to teach your own children to have respect for others.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Northridge, California. My parents and I lived in a one-bedroom apartment.
What was it like?
It wasn't the nicest place to live. There was different gangs. I remember walking to the store, and as I was walking, there was a man who was shot, and the police were chasing after him.
How would you describe yourself as a child? Were you happy?
I was happy as a child because I had good parents, but sometimes I would feel lonely. I didn't have any siblings. I was shy and quiet.
What is your best memory of childhood and the worst?
The best memory was when I went to the fair with my cousins because I enjoyed their company. The worst memory was when my dad got arrested for drinking alcohol in public. I feel sad and scared because I thought I was never going to see him again.
Did you enjoy school?
Yes, I did enjoy school very much because I liked learning new things.
What would you do for fun?
I would go to the mall, the theater, or simply just hang out with my friends.
What are your best memories from high school?
One of the best memories I have from high school is that in my school, they had a celebrity that would perform, and my friends and I would go see them.
Are you still friends with anyone from that time in your life?
Yes. Once in a while, I still talk to a friend that I met in kindergarten, all the way to high school.
What advice would you give your teenage self?
I would say to stay in school, focus on my grades, and not to have a boyfriend at such a young age.
What do you do for a living?
I am an employment instructor for people with special needs. We take our clients to volunteer sites where they can gain skills to one day that they are able to get their own jobs and to be independent.
Do you like your job?
I have only been working for this job for 1 week, but it gives me joy to contribute in some way. I hope that one day my clients will be able to get a job and earn their own money.
If you could do anything now, what would you do and why?
If I could do anything, I would choose to go back to school and become a registered nurse. That way I can set an example for my kids. Not only would I be setting a good example, but I would also give them a better future.
What are you most proud of?
When I had my first daughter, I dropped out of school. I didn't want to leave my daughter under someone else's care. I did not realize that eventually I would need my high school diploma to get a job. After a few years, I finally decided to go back to school to finish high school. 2016, I finally graduated high school. This is the thing I am mostly proud of.
What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
I feel grateful for my family. My parents, siblings, and daughters are together and in good health.
What are your hopes for what the future holds for me and for my children?
I hope that you achieve all your goals, that you have the life you have always wanted, and when you are finally ready to have your own kids.
Are there any words of wisdom you'd like to pass along to me?
Always be yourself. Don't let anyone change you. And never give up. Always be your best.
What is the most influential person in your life and what did they teach you?
The most influential person in my life is my mother. She has taught me to be a better person. She has motivated me to accomplish my goals. She is there to support me in my decisions and tries to help me in all the ways possible.
If you were to die today, would you be happy of the things that you accomplished so far?
No, I wouldn't be happy. I still have so much to accomplish. I think I did everything too fast and made so many mistakes. I still have many plans. My plan is to go to college and become a registered nurse. Once I become an RN, I will save up my money to finally buy my own house. Eventually, I want to have a business on my own. I want the best for my girls and for their future, and minimum wage is not going to give us that. I still need way more time for me to accomplish all of this.
Do you have any obstacles that prevent you from your goals?
The obstacles would be time, money, work, and taking care of my daughters. There's not enough time in the day that allows me to go to college and study for the profession that I want to do. I have to work 2 jobs in order to provide for my daughters. And if I had a college on top of the 2 jobs, there would be no time left to see my daughters. I wouldn't want to miss out on their childhood and watch them grow up. On the other hand, if I were to finish college and graduate and get a job in that profession, I could give my children a better life and I can spend more time with them. I hope I can overcome all of these obstacles so that I can accomplish all of my goals.